Welcome to your five for the day. The tender boats had been lowered from the deck of the cruise ship, and it was time to board them to be transported to the beautiful island of Guernsey. In comparison with a cruise ship, the tender boat seemed so much smaller and insignificant as they bobbed up and down on the water, waiting for the keen passengers to come on board. There is usually a scramble for these little boats, especially by those tourists keen to maximize their time on the island or who have excursion coaches waiting for them. On this occasion, we were all squeezed into our tender boat, and there seemed to be far too many passengers for safety. But the crew, as always, knew what they were doing, so no panic. However, on this occasion, I heard a forlorn cry go up. "I don't mind how squeezed we are, as long as we are saved." As I heard that exclamation, I thought that the person who said it certainly had his or her priorities right. They weren't concerned with whether the boat was too crowded. All they were concerned with was that in the event of an emergency, they would be saved. On one occasion when Jesus was talking to a crowd of people, he wanted to emphasize right priorities, and to do so, he talked of two ways. He talked of a broad way, which leads to destruction, and there are many on that road. He also talked of a narrow way that leads to life eternal, and few there are travelling that way. One of the reasons there are many on the broad way is that there are lots of attractions that draw the traveller. The only problem is that, good and enjoyable as they are, they only last and appeal for a short time. You may have had such experiences when you have tried to keep up with the often expensive fads and fancies of the day, only to find that they do not satisfy and are set to one side in favour of something else that again will only satisfy for a while. On the other hand, the narrow way which leads to life eternal may not always seem the more attractive way. There may be problems and difficulties, which are also on the broad way, but deliberately hidden from view. But the traveller is always given help and strength to deal with the difficulties, conscious that help and comfort are always at hand. One thing about the narrow way is that the destination in view is much more attractive than that at the end of the broad way, which is hidden from view. So it begs the question, where do our priorities lie? Are we sold out on the attractions and short-term gains of this transient world? Or do we look further to eternity and see the wonders and glories that await the follower of Jesus? Sadly, whether we like it or not, we are born onto the broad way. So how do we get off onto the narrow way? Well, to get onto this pathway, we need to be saved. We need to say goodbye to our sin and hello to the salvation that results from trusting Jesus. On one occasion, the disciple Peter was heard to pray the briefest, simplest of prayers when he realized his need of help from Jesus. He simply said, "Lord, save me." And that's all you need to pray if you want to transfer from the broad way to the narrow way. So how about changing direction today, while God may be speaking to you in your heart and mind? Don't put it off, as one day it may be too late. Today, you are at the crossroads of life, and I urge you to get your priorities right and start for heaven right now. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you richly.